We're now Perek V. The Mishnah says, Tischa shel Heichel, so we finished the Ulam, now we're going into the Heichel. The Heichel, that's where the Kodshim was, that's where the Menorah was, the Shulchan, and the Menorah. The Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaPnim. Yes, now Tischa, the entrance shel Heichel, Goyva Esramam, was tall 20 Amos, for Rochba Yesen was wide 10 Amos, for Rochba Esramis. For Yarba, the loss of Hoyalot, had four doors to it. Like the wall itself was 6 amis wide. It was a very thick wall, the wall itself. The depth of it was 6 amis. So you used to have two doors on one side and two doors on the other side of the entrance. Shtayim lebifnim, two doors on the inner entrance. Ushtayim vachutz, and two on the outside of the wall. Shneim leposik zez in Yecheskel, ushtayim delos lechol. There were two doors to the heichol. For lakredish, to the kredish, instead of lakredish, lehechol, mashma, there were two sets. So hachitzonos, the outside set of doors, was neftocha zotecha pesach, opened up into the doorway. Lechasais uvim shakoisla, mamish covered up the width, the depth of the kreisel. In other words, if we just said the depth of the wall was 6 amis wide. Now, the opening was 10 amis. So if two doors, each door was 5 amis. So when you swung the door open and like go along, it covered up 5 amis worth of the thickness of that wall. And it first started 1 amor in. So the kids said this covered up the whole width of the wall. Va'pnimis, according to the sheet of the inner gates, va'pnimis, niftach ha'tzeich habayis, that opened up into the heichel itself. And what to do that for? Lechasayis acharat losayis, like to cover up in back of the delis. Like when you went into the heichel itself was wide 20 amis. And we just said now that the opening was 10 amis. So it comes on each side, it was another 5 amis. So the door was 5 amis wide, so when you swung the door all the way open, it covered up each side of that wall. Because Shevchol HaBayis Tuchtuach Bazov, all the walls inside the Beis Hamikdash was plastered like with gold, was covered up with gold. Chutz Miacharad Losas, excluding these 5 amis on both sides of the Heichel, on the back of the door. So the pshat was now, when you opened up the door itself was covered with gold. So when you opened up the door, it covered up those 5 amas on both sides. So that's how the doors worked in the heichel. Like to cover up, the outer doors covered up the thickness of the wall, and the inner doors covered up in the back of the door those 5 amas of that wall, therefore they did not have to plate it with gold. Not sure exactly why not, because it wasn't a question they were short on gold, but that's the way it was built. Rabbi Yudah says, Rabbi Yudah Aymer, Betoich HaPesach HaYem. The seals, no, he all four doors were inside the thickness of the wall. How does it work out then? There's not enough space. If each door was 5 amis wide, like 5 amis long, so then, and inside the space of the wall, the width is only 6 amis, so Chur Moshe could have this 5 amis space there. So how could you have two doors opening up there? So he learned like this, interesting. He learns that, Ukimin, it's dramita hoyu, the nikfolus lachareim. They were folding doors. Like in the coming into Heichel, there's two doors now. True, each door was 5 amis long, but it was folded over to 2.5. So each door, like folded over, like folding doors, came out to be only 2.5 amis. That's very good. You had the outside door folded in 2.5 amis, and the inside door folded also backwards 2.5 amis. So together they covered up the 5 amis of the thickness of the wall. So it's good that both doors opened up to the inside of the door of the wall. Elush tayamus amechsa, v'elush tayamus amechsa. Each door really was only wide 2.5 amis, because it folded over in half. It was folding doors. So when you opened up the door, it was 5 amis wide, each door. So that's how you covered up the 10 amis width of the entrance. But it was two sets of doors, both on the inside of this, of the thickness of this wall, and they both folded inside. So after it was folded, it was only 2.5 amis. So each one was 2.5, was perfect. That made up the 5 amis of the wall. And the wall, we said, was 6 amis wide, the depth of it. So it was inside a chatziyama. Each door, like, was in a chatziyama, and the other, the outside door, was also in a chatziyama. So that's how you have 1 am, and then the other 5 were covered with these two doors. Now it says Chatziyama Mezuzah Mikan. There was left over Chatziyama on one side. The Chatziyama Mezuzah Mikan. There was a mezuzah this side of it, side door, side post was also Chatsiyam on the other side. Shnemer, the Pasuk says there in Yecheskel, Ushtayim, the losses, the losses. There were two doors to each door, meaning they folded over. Shtayim, the Samad losses, two folding doors. Shtayim, the Losach, each one had two. Ushtayim, the losses, the Acheris, and two to the back. That's a Yudhishitam, that all these four doors really folded up, and they opened up the inside of the depth of the wall. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Now, the entrance into the Heichol, Oshnei Pishposhim Hoyle L'Shara Godol. Sure, there was a big gate here, it was wide tenamis, but on the sides of it, there were little two small entrances. Echad B'Tzafim, one on the north side, V'Echad B'Dorim, one on the south side. The Shebedorim, the one on the south side, nobody ever used that entrance. Nobody walked through that door, like that pishpush, like the Yola of whom the Farish Adi Yecheskel. And of that, the Pesach says in Yecheskel, Shnemer, it says, "Vayomer Elai Hashem, Hashem said to me, Hashar hazeh, this gate, Sogu Yish, should always be closed. Lo Yiposech, never be open. The Yish Lo Yavaboy, a man should never go through it. Ki Hashem Lekai Yisrael, boy, Voy Yisogu, it should always remain closed, and nobody ever went through it." Yeah, but all I could get was a dugmat, the Shechina came through it, that's all. So the one near Dorim was always closed. Now, the one towards Sofen, that's the one they used. So what happened was, not less than Maftech, the Kohen now took the keys, or Pasach as a Pishpish, he opened up this door, for Nichnas Lahat, they went into some cabinets there, Lahat, that was like on the side of the wall, in the wall of the Heichol. There were like chambers there. So he went into one chamber, from that chamber he went into the Heichel. Rabbi Yudah says no. He went in the thickness of this wall. We just said the wall of the entrance of the Heichel was 6 hamis depth. So he walked through that depth. There was like a hole there, a space to walk through it. Till it came out, I made bench near Shtorim. Like he walked through the thickness of that wall until he came in between the two gates. And how do you, now he had opened up both gates. He opened up the outer gate from the inside of it. Yes, the inner gates, and of course from the outside of it. It's from the outside of the Heichel. Because Maisi is standing now in between the depth of the wall. So inside, like the gate to the inside gate is on the outside. The gate to the outside gate is on the inside. So Kitzur would open up the two gates from where he was standing. That's the way they went into the Heichel. All right, we'll stop here.